Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
This is the way that a priest sings. Not sure why God created everything in the universe, including all the musical notes and all the musical scales. There are at least 8 of them, maybe 12, many octaves, but at church, every Sunday, he likes songs that only have 2 notes. In fact, it's mostly only 1 note. Then there's a lot of suspense that gets added because, oh my God, where's the other end of the song going to be? Everything is going until the other end of it happens. Then there's only 1 note. What do I know? I'm just a Jew. Our songs are pretty lousy as well. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Same 2 notes. Would be better if it was dreidel, 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 dreidel.
Comedian Mick Kaplan, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, 725. The decade with the most iconic hairstyles is... also the year's best ugly Christmas sweater and our top New Year's resolutions. And by the way, turns out we've been hanging our Christmas tree lights wrong all this time. It is Monday, the 7th of December. 2020. We are Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news that we think should have. I mean, come on, people. Last year, Grubhub released their annual list of the trendiest delivery foods of the year based on the biggest jump in popularity from the previous year. And there were a lot of plant-based foods on that list, but this year... ain't nobody eating anything plant-based.
Uh-uh.
Times have changed.
Give me the comfort food.
Is it like burgers or is it more of like steaks?
No, it's like spicy chicken sandwiches, burrito bowls, chicken wings, waffle fries.
Yeah, I love all of those things.
Steak quesadillas, fish and chips, roast beef sandwiches. You know, we got some iced latte and some cold brew coffee in there, strawberry shake, but yeah, a lot of comfort food, you know, which fits for 2020. Grubhub also says their biggest single food order of the year was someone ordering 300 bean burritos.
Oh boy.
Over Grubhub,
300 bean burritos.
I didn't even think that you could do that. That's like a catering order.
Yeah. Well, the runner up was someone ordering 250 tacos.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing you guys have ordered? Have you ordered like a group meal for anyone or?
Nothing like that, but I have done, all right, Chris wants this, so he'll get that from restaurant A. I don't want that. I'm going to get something from restaurant B. And also I want an app from restaurant C.
So you've done three different places?
A dessert from restaurant D.
Can you do that all in the same
It's just
order?
Different orders.
It was
a weak moment.
That's an amazing moment, in my opinion.
I don't know about the other apps, but I know that DoorDash will allow you to have like different...
multiple people come in at once?
Multiple restaurants. They have to be separate orders, but you can do them at the same time.
Oh, neat. I didn't know that. I thought it was like once you're in, and then you're committed to that situation.
Now, some restaurants are trying to avoid the fees by doing their own delivery service, like Vivite is doing their own delivery now for a certain limited area.
That's great.
Now we live closer to, we don't live in the Via Vitae delivery area, but up in Kenwood, we're not that far from Forno of Montgomery, which is also owned by Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing like a curbside thing where you just call them and let them know you're there and they'll bring the food out to you. And you know, you can order it over the phone. Yeah. We got the short rib family dinner.
Oh yeah.
And it was, I mean, you want to talk about like comfort food on a cold weekend. Cold, cloudy weekend.
Is that the picture that you sent me?
Yeah. Okay. That was like leftover from the night before because it was like family. Like they gave us 4 meals and there's only 2 of us.
That's all right.
But it came with like minestrone soup. We had in this like parsnip puree, which just add a little sweetness to it. It was so creamy and good.
I prefer to do that. Like, I love to buy it. Like, I love to order it online and then drive to the location and pick it up. I just feel like, and this is nothing against like the DoorDash and the Grubhub and the Uber Eats.
Yeah, there's a place for them too.
Because I enjoy those as well. For like here, we can't leave and go get food. But I would rather sometimes just do it direct because I feel like it's more accurate. I don't know why I feel that way. It just feels that way.
Well, they took our order over the phone. You know, we left the credit card information and stuff. And then we just called them when we got there. They bring it right out. And, I mean, you know, we're 5 minutes up the road. So it was convenient. And it's hot because it's going like straight from the restaurant to my house.
Hotter that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think also with like the delivery services, they can stop at multiple locations.
Sometimes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like, where's my food?
Sure. What else do we have here this morning? You know, we'll say this about 80s hair. It may look basically ridiculous by today's standards, but you always know it when you see it.
Yeah. Like the mullet. Is that considered an 80s hair?
Sure.
Sure.
One of the many.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, women say the 80s are the decade with the most iconic hairstyles.
I think of my cousins and friends I had like back in the 80s who were women who did the crimp.
Oh yeah,
and then they did
the huge bangs
that you would like use an entire can of hairspray to put them up 6 inches.
I remember my sister used to use.
Over.
Is it Rave? Is that the name of the hairspray? There was like Aquanet. There was one that was called Rave, and Rave went like from 1 to 4, and 4 was like you are putting glue on your hair, and that is exactly what she would do. She would like curl, tease, rave, insane.
Yeah, the 90s came in second. I'm trying to think of the one that I remember from the, I guess the Rachel cut is probably the most prominent from the 90s,
I thought that
right?
was the 2000s, but yeah, I guess it was the 90s.
Is that the Trisha Mackey haircut?
Yeah. Well,
What's that one called? That's got a name too, right?
That's the Trisha Mackey.
The Kate Gosselin, that was in the 90s, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Kate Gosselin haircut.
That was very popular. Yeah. And then the 70s came in third. The survey also found the average woman says she has had 6 different hairstyles in her life. And they've also dyed their hair 4 different colors and had what they said was 4 terrible haircuts over the course of their lifetime. Oh, man. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 831. All right. This is cool. We can coast a little bit. It's been busy this morning.
It always
it
is.
Has been.
When one of us is missing, I don't feel like, I feel like it's just like,
we're playing catch up all morning long.
We have so much to do.
Yeah. Jen's off, but she is going to be calling.
She's
in
off,
in
but
a
she
bit.
Yeah, she's still kind of technically sort of working.
Yeah, but
yeah. We'll check in with her in let's see the next 10 minutes. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. So if you're looking for some of the randomest nostalgia possible in an ugly Christmas sweater, I don't normally do the ugly Christmas sweater thing, but this year I so would have been into it because I love this.
You like this particular one?
Yes, because I love nostalgia, brand nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. That's why you like Cincy shirts so much, because they have so much brand nostalgia.
They do. Well, Microsoft is selling some new ugly Christmas sweaters that feature the Windows 95 logo and graphics. Oh, yeah.
Oh, was that the noise it made when you would boot it up?
When it would boot up, yeah.
Oh, I almost forgot that.
It's selling the ugly Christmas sweaters that feature Windows 95, the Windows XP logo and graphics, and a homage to the MS Paint. That last one makes sense because MS Paint is the home of hideous artwork.
I use it every day.
Windows?
That stupid paint program. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're interested, you can pre-order them now for $70. But the geniuses at Microsoft are not shipping them until late January.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
It's an ugly Christmas sweater.
I know.
Oh, well, that's not very smart.
Meanwhile, this is what happens when you try to turn a serious life moment into a bit for social media. There's a 40-year-old guy named Doug Henning. He's from Elliott, Maine. He grew up in an adopted family. but after putting in quite a bit of work on Ancestry.com, he managed to connect with his biological dad. His biological dad, Raul, flew from Columbia to Boston to meet Doug for the first time over Thanksgiving. But because everything today has to be hashtag content, Doug decided to dress in a full Buddy the Elf costume and do Will Ferrell's father and son shtick from Elf.
Oh, that's fun.
It could have been.
There's someone who gets it.
But oh. Raul has never seen the movie. So this poor guy was mostly confused.
It's the season, and who better to greet your dad, your long-lost dad, than Buddy the Elf.
Let's go get him.
I'm here for my dad. I've never met. And I was adopted, but you never knew I was born. And now you found me, and you're here. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Now, the dad is just kind of ignoring his son, acting like a fool as he walks up to him and hugs him. But, you know, keep in mind, the dad has never seen the movie, so the joke didn't really land. He didn't know why he was acting this way. Doug says he probably thought I was a lunatic, but, you know, it was a really good way to break the ice, I guess.
Yeah.
And ultimately, both of them say it was great to come together, finally, after all these years. Even if they did have to devote some of their time together to watching Elf so he could catch up. But yeah, I love how, like, you know, he probably had this whole thing planned out. You know, it's going to be great. It's going to be kind of, you know, topical.
I don't know, man.
Everybody's going to think it's funny.
I think it worked. We're talking about it.
Yeah. I love that movie, though, too.
Awkwardness was...
I can't believe that guy's ever watched it.
Are you going to sing a song or something?
From Columbia, right?
Go back to work.
Yeah.
A song? Main... Yeah. I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and he wants me to sing him a song. And I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Wow. That was weird.
That was Raul's take on it too, buddy.
Yeah, it kind of was. He's like, all right, whatever. You know, sushi is just one of those foods you don't want to mess around with when it comes to freshness.
Yeah, you got to have it day of, right? You guys feel that way about sushi?
Yep.
Yeah, so maybe don't pick up your sushi when you're grabbing 8 gallons of gasoline and a pack of Marlboro Reds. Because there is a medical professor from the University of Illinois who just shared the case of a 34-year-old woman who ate five-day-old gas station sushi.
Girl, no.
And then,
survival of the fittest.
Oh,
girl.
It was so bad. I mean...
That she kept eating it? I mean, why wouldn't she, you just have a piece and then no?
She began suffering hallucinations, insomnia, incontinence.
Whoa.
She had all sorts of tests as doctors are trying to figure out what was wrong, because we've gone beyond food poisoning at this point.
Yeah, that's weird.
And when she was finally rushed to the hospital for seizures, doctors figured out she had a huge tapeworm living inside of her.
Ah, no, this is my worst fear.
Agreed.
I am not kidding you. When I watch those shows, like those weird shows where they're like, oh, we ate this stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I bet that has worms in it. Like people that eat weird foods, or you hear those stories about how they found like a 40-foot tapeworm inside somebody's body and they never knew that they had it.
Never knew they had it. Yeah. So I guess they just gave her a pill to kill it and she made a full recovery.
And then it just left the body naturally.
I hope. I'm assuming.
Don't you guys feel that way, though? Like, I've always watched those shows where people are traveling and they eat weird stuff or whatever. But then they're like, when the men pee in the ocean water and there's like that one urchin that can make its way into the urethra.
Right.
Yep.
I'm like, you can't be doing that. That's what I'm saying. Random things like that. I think about the weirdest stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm serious. That's why it's like people are like, why do you get out? Just pee in the water. I'm like, I'm not peeing in the water, man.
So why did she eat gas station sushi in the first place? Well, she said she was hungry, but all the restaurants were closed, and all she had in her fridge was the sushi she had bought 5 days earlier.
That's what I was going to ask. At what point? So she bought it and then let it sit at her house for 5 days.
It sounds
because
like
you
it.
Can't buy old food like that. You shouldn't be able to, at least.
Shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a day or two usually, but after that, they have to get rid of it, right?
Right. Mm. Now, this list might land a little differently after the worst year ever, but the first major poll on New Year's resolutions has just hit. And the top 10 resolutions we're already planning for 2021. Starting with number one, improve your overall health and wellness.
I feel like that's a lot of people have been trying to do that.
Yeah, especially after being cooped up mm-hmm. for as long as we have.
Well, and then I think as far as like the mental health, like being aware of your mental health is very important right now, too. And I think that a lot of people are trying to improve the way that their mental health is happening right now as
right.
well, if they can.
Let's see. Saving money for future expenses. Having a more positive outlook in general. Getting in better shape and losing weight. Being better about budgeting. Creating one new good habit. Spending more time with family. Improving your relationships with your family, learning a new skill, improving your relationship with your significant other, and a few more that just missed the top 10 include paying down debt, reading more, traveling more. Man, I can't wait till we can travel again.
Yep. Yeah, same. Same,
really.
Same.
I mean,
totally
like,
agree.
I don't mean just like a road trip here, there, and everywhere. But
like the world.
Yes.
Passport.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Stamps. Have you guys thought of anything? Or have you? I know you're not a big resolution person. I'm not really either.
Nothing more than I always do.
I always try to set like goals. Uh-huh.
Write them down because that if you write your goals down, you have a better chance of accomplishing them.
Yeah, I write them down every year. It's usually Tim and I always keep the notes over here right next to my desk. And let's see. Because I always am like, oh, I gotta.
You have a lot of notes. That's a stack of notes.
This is like other stuff too, like how to run the board and how to do blah blah blah. So
yeah,
it's
usually.
Can I see the how to run the board? I'm still learning.
It's usually you and me like that last week of the year.
Yeah,
and we do like
so
resolutions.
Like my last. So it's like here topics with Tim, but here is my. These were my goals from last year. Be around more positive friends and family.
See ya.
Learn to love and respect yourself more.
That's good.
Cook more at home.
Oh, you've been doing that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Reconnect with friends, which I think I tried to do that, but I didn't really get to like do that much because of COVID.
Mine
but I've been
list,
like texting. Yeah. And do daily affirmations. No, this is just mine. You were supposed to keep your own list in your
it's
own pile.
Probably in my pile somewhere.
Yeah. So we'll revisit that the week you guys are gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, so the topics with Tim, are those, have those already been used?
No, and so these are from last year, which is what makes it even better.
So is that like if both me and Jen are out, and then it's just you and Tim, and you want to come up with stuff to talk
topics
about?
Topics with Tim, and one of them says, ask us about Jeff and Jen.
Hey, what do
that
you
That sounds
know?
Like fun.
Oh, yeah, that's my...
we never did that one. We've talked about it a few times.
But we will this year, now that I discussed it. Because, I mean, there's stuff on here, like embarrassing things kids say. And then I write down stuff about, like, one time when Penelope and I were at the ear doctor, and she kept going, booby, 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 and just touching my boob over and over again. And I'm like, this is embarrassing, but sorry, Dr. Hendricks, we'll talk about it later.
There you go.
Yeah.
One of our many topics with Tim.
Yes.
Coming up.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.